This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for being here. It's Tuesday. Let's get her done. It's actually supposed to be a pretty nice day today. A lot like yesterday, but a little bit on the chillier side.
Right, right. Then it'll warm up starting again tomorrow through the weekend.
Oh, great. Well, that's nice to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been just gorgeous out lately. We've been really, really lucky. Although, rain anytime, it's fine. I'd love to turn off my garden water.
We are, I think I read, like 95% going to have an El Nino pattern this year.
And they were saying a dry one?
Well, no, they're saying it'll be wet. It may not be snow.
Oh.
So that's, and but El Nino is hard to predict. I mean, they sort of know that the pattern's there. They just don't know what will come
of it.
How it
will manifest.
Right. I mean, lots of rain is good.
Yep.
Be better to have snow, for sure.
Definitely. We'll take a rain, though. Catch more rain, everybody. Let's start here. Do I have a sponsor?
I don't think so.
I do not. Amy Schumer and her husband, Chris Fischer. Amy Fisher is her. Should be her name.
Of all the names.
I know. Amy Schumer and her husband, Chris Fisher, are expecting.
Oh, good for them.
Having a baby. She teased the announcement by posting a picture of hers and Chris's head superimposed on the bodies of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who recently announced that they have a baby on the way. And she made it official when she posted a list of politicians that she's endorsing. So she would say, like, you know, this person, this party, this person, this party, this person, you know, whatever seat. And then the last thing, if you read through the whole list, you'd see Amy Schumer, I'm pregnant.
Oh.
Adorable. Adorbs. She later told the LA Times, Chris and I are thrilled and almost positive he's the father. I look forward to competing with Markle every step of the way. So congrats to them.
I'm happy for, I'm not a big fan of hers, but I am happy, because, you know, she probably worked her ass off to get where she's at, and it ain't easy to have both.
Right.
Work and a family life.
It's true. I hope that she's happy and that she, you know, she's, I really like Amy Schumer. And I'm sure she'll be a wonderful mother.
Are you?
I'm not actually sure. I have no idea what kind of mother she'll
be. I was thinking she's going to get lots of help.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Well, why not? You find out you really want it, that's for sure.
Mm. Boy, it'd be great to get a solid 8 hours at some point.
This is bogus. I say that a lot.
This person is ruining my life. Bob Barker was taken to the hospital yesterday.
Oh.
His back is really bad. He fell like a year ago.
He's a pretty tall guy too, isn't he?
I don't know how
like
tall he is.
6'1".
Yeah.
I don't know how tall he is now, but I think at his
people
height,
do shrink.
He was
6'1". Okay, yeah. Not that tall then.
So he was hospitalized in L.A. Paramedics responded to his home in the Hollywood Hills. Not because he was about to die or anything, but I guess his family was afraid to move him because his back was, he woke up and he was just in hideous pain, apparently. They got to his house around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and transported him to Cedars-Sinai. He was sitting up on a stretcher. He seemed responsive as they're wheeling him. I mean, the guy's 94 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he woke up yesterday with, they say, major flare and back pain. His family decided to call in the professionals to transport him. He had a nasty fall last year. I want to say he hit his head when he fell last year.
Mm-hmm.
That required some major medical care. And he had apparently just gone to the hospital last week for a follow-up visit related to that fall. And I guess maybe that's part of the back thing. Who knows what the people's backs, you know, you get old.
Tall guys. Mr. Delson across the street was really tall when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And he slouched. Mm. Oh. And I don't know what the deal was, if he felt like he was, you know, everyone had to crick their neck to look up at him. So he was, but he was always sort of, I can see a lifetime of that. Probably tall people probably have back issues late in life.
I've heard really tall people have all kinds of issues late, like all kinds of joint stuff and Yeah, it's better to be short. Finn?
Huh?
So A-Rod is in the news today. You'll hate this story because this is one of those ones where some dude is paying some chick for years and years.
A divorce.
Well, he's already, divorced this woman years ago. A-Rod's the one who's with J-Lo, right?
Right.
Right.
So he's been paying his ex-wife for 10 years. They have two daughters together, a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, so he must have divorced her, or they must have divorced each other.
So right, they're still kids. They're still at home with mom. Okay.
They are. He has a spousal slash child support situation set up with this woman. She's beautiful. Her name is Cynthia Skirtis. He's been paying her $115,000. They're saying a month tax-free. Is spousal and child support tax-free?
I'm not aware of that.
Well, oh. Shouldn't it be?
I have no idea. I always assumed that people paid taxes on that stuff, but they just happened to mention it in the story here in TMZ.
Would she pay taxes as it's income to her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I would think. But I really don't know. Maybe there are special rules, or maybe New York State has a special rule. I have no idea. Anyway,
I think she lives in Florida, but...
Oh, maybe it's tax-free there. $115,000 a month is what she gets, plus whatever she got in the divorce.
She has a net worth of $12 million.
Yeah, she's rich.
Mm-hmm.
So this is combined spousal and child support. Since they divorced in 08, he's been paying that per month, so that's, I don't know, $1.3+ million a year, and whatever she got initially. The agreement was always meant to be adjusted when A-Rod retired from the Yankees. He says his income's dropped by 90%. He used to make $30 million a year. Now he makes about $3 million.
Right.
So, and he's saying, and she's rich now. You know, she has millions in the bank, three homes, multiple cars.
Never hit one baseball in her entire life.
He also says that she's got a master's degree in psychology and yet chooses not to work.
Well, would you?
He also says she has a new child and a fiance, and he feels he's now bankrolling all of them.
Right. He is.
I don't know why she'd ever marry again.
Well, yeah, she probably won't.
That stop?
She's affianced.
So what? I mean, she has a ring on.
He says the actual expenses for his two kids are somewhere between $7,000 and $12,000 a month, but he's willing to pay $20,000 a month plus expenses for the kids, including tuition. So he'll pay for their school and plus, you know, do $20,000 base and then whatever comes up, braces, I don't know what the kids need. She is negotiating. I guess it was agreed that they would renegotiate once he finally retired. But she still wants $50,000 a month. So there's a little... there's a little squabble going on there. Here's
so
a picture
awful.
Of her. She's lovely. She looks mean, though.
Well.
Pretty, but she looks mean. She looks like she could have an angry face on.
Lots of people are saying child support is tax-free. Spousal support is taxable.
Oh. I guess that makes sense.
Oh, please don't let that happen to me. Knocking on wood. I'd be so screwed.
Oh, but then someone else says, but the new law said that alimony is no longer taxable now either. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it depends on the state.
Okay.
Whatever state they're in. If he's in New York, she's in Florida.
That is very interesting, though.
Yeah.
I really just assumed that those things were taxable just like any other income. But I guess not.
Oh.
Dang.
If that girl leaves me and I've got two kids, I'm doomed.
Well, you better work extra hard so
baby
she doesn't leave.
Of all the things.
You don't want to be left.
Oh, my God.
She makes good money.
She does.
How often do you think about that?
But this isn't about, she doesn't need the money. She's just getting the money.
And wants it to continue.
Right.
Those are her
Like she has $12 million to her name.
And three houses and multiple cars.
Right.
She's doing just fine.
Right. How often do I think about it? I try not to think about it at all, but when this story comes up, it's part of the reason why I'm like, why would anyone ever marry? It's awful. Look what happens to you.
Right, Human?
Look at that look on her face.
Uh-huh. Well, you just never know what people are going to end up being. You hope they're going to stay the person you married, but not always the case. Right?
Here's someone who's jumping in.
Here's something else.
Thor Bjornsson.
Who?
Hathor. Hathor.
Come on, Julius, that's the Bjornsson. Mountain.
Oh. Yeah.
The greatest of them all. Crush the guy's skull with his bare hands.
That was a good scene. He plays Gregor Clegane, the Mountain, on Game of Thrones. He's a zombie the last few seasons, in case you've missed it. You know, he's a...
The guy with a bucket on his head.
Yep. And he seems to be bulging out of it. So he's an Icelandic guy, yeah?
Yeah.
Because that's where they tied the knot. He married a fitness guru named Kelsey Morgan Henson.
Have you seen the pictures of them standing next to each other?
What, she's tiny. She's like 5'2".
Yeah.
Is she really?
She's,
oh, my goodness.
And he's, how tall is he? 6'5"? Oh, 6'9"?
Yeah.
Oh, he really is a mountain.
That's a weird thing, don't you think?
He's the
tiny
greatest.
Person and the giant
yeah,
person.
That is a yeah. weird thing.
He is 29 years old. He holds the title currently of World's Strongest Man, 2018. He shared on Instagram on Saturday, "I get to hold this beautiful woman through thick and thin for the rest of our lives. I'm so excited for all the future adventures we'll tackle side by side."
Is that her? Oh, he's...
The tiny, he's
so gigantic.
Her. He's almost 2 feet taller. Oh, boy, she's tiny. Oh, aren't they so cute?
Are they?
They are cute. It looks like he's got his little daughter with him. She's tiny.
His little toy.
She is 28, and she also shared her excitement. "Looking forward to pulling this big guy around for the rest of my life. At Thor Bjornsson, I love you now and forever, and promise to stand by your side through all that life throws at us. I love you, baby." She calls the giant guy baby. They met in her native Canada, September of 2017, just over a year ago. She recognized him, asked for a photo with him. The rest is history.
She's very pretty.
Very.
Yeah. A lot of muscles going on, too.
She's tiny. Mm-hmm. God, she's like...
She's not tiny. He's...
Well, she's 5'2", so she's small, but she's not... Right. She's not like...
She's a human.
She's
he's
not a little person or anything.
More than.
He's, yeah. Superhuman. Rosie O'Donnell has also confirmed an engagement.
Oh, Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie.
Did you mention he already has a kid from someone else?
I didn't. Oh,
okay.
Didn't.
Which marriage are we on now for Rosie?
This would be her third.
Oh, is that all?
I think.
Yeah, oh, I would have thought it. I thought it was more. Okay. Well, three's reasonable, right?
Three's a charm.
Rosie's engaged. Here's the lucky girl. Her name is Elizabeth Rooney. Elizabeth is 33. And Rosie,
how old's Rosie?
56. They did reveal that while they are engaged, the wedding date is a long way off. Mm. "This is a long time in the future. We both decided that would be best," said O'Donnell. She described Rooney as a wonderful woman. They've been dating from Boston to New York since they went public in November of 2017. "She lives in Boston now. I live here in New York. It's been a long distance thing. It's been great. I think she's a wonderful woman." She proudly praised Elizabeth Rooney for being an army vet and an undefeated boxer during her time in service. "She's very much an equal. She's very much her own person and loves what she does. She's a pretty unbelievable young woman." She keeps saying how young she is. She also joked about the 23-year age gap. "I keep telling her I'm too old for her, but she doesn't seem to care. She's like, I was in the army. I put my life on the line every day. You think I don't know who I want to date?" I'm like, all right, I guess that's true. She has a lot of good points. Also, I guess that she keeps getting mistaken for Rosie's daughter, Chelsea. Chelsea's the one who had some trouble a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
Wound up like, was she a heroin chick?
And she
wound up
dealer.
At some heroin dealer's house.
Well, look, Rosie, there are people who are 56 and they look fantastic. Mm. Rosie's going for old English peasant here. Like, this is,
yeah,
look at the boots she's wearing and the layered... What is that?
She almost looks like she even has a stethoscope on. Like, it's a weird, it's a very weird look.
She's
look
not like trying to...
And they're at some gala. Like, the people are dressy. Like, they're getting their photos taken on a red carpet.
Right.
She's wearing, like, kind of a long lab coat and a long kind of linen...
A wrinkled linen.
Tent dress,
right.
Yeah. So people mistake that Elizabeth Rooney for her 20-year-old daughter, Chelsea, who is, by the way, pregnant with her first child, by the way.
Oh.
A lot of people say, oh, my God, Chelsea looks so great. I'm like, that's not Chelsea. That's my soon-to-be wife. It's a little tricky. In the airport, people say, Rosie, can I have a picture of you and your daughter? She doesn't seem to think it's an issue at all. Nobody ever does, but I do sometimes. I was already on Star Search by the time you were born, she says. The girl standing there.
Have fun, Rosie. Just, you don't always have to propose, do you?
Apparently,
do they
do.
Say how that
she
went?
She was, they don't.
Who proposed to whom?
I assume it was Rosie.
I do, too. Or,
well, who knows, though? O'Donnell was previously married to Michelle Rounds, who died of an apparent suicide September of 2017 at age 46. They have a daughter together, Dakota, and she's got four children with ex-wife Kelly Carpenter O'Donnell. They have a son, Parker, a son, Blake, daughter, Vivian, and then 21-year-old, well, she's either 20 or 21.
The first marriage lasted a while, right?
Mm, they were together a long time. That's Chelsea. So there you go. And that's all I got time for. That's your early trash, everybody. It's coming up.
Well, I'll update you on Jamal Khashoggi, whatever. I'll get you the latest on that story. Also, it looks like marriage may be, there may be an update.
Oh, just on marriage in general?
Yeah.
Oh.
How do you like that? The kids may make some changes to it.
Well,
I'll tell you about that after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock, less than half an hour for now, our Alice in Winterland announcement.
Yay!
Oh my God. It's going to be so good. Wait until you hear. Tell you all the details about it, how to get tickets, when it's going to be, where it's going to be, who's going to be playing. Very exciting. So right about just after 7 o'clock, we'll get to that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Mm. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. Mm-hmm. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So the Saudi story continues with a new update. So Saudi officials murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi in their Istanbul consulate after plotting his death for days. That's what the Turkish president is saying. They planned this, and then they executed him. Saudi Arabia is saying it was an accident.
Mm-hmm. 15 dudes in a bone saw. Sounds like an accident to me. Mm-hmm. Waiting to happen.
The Turkish president has demanded the kingdom reveal the identities of all involved, and they want them to stand trial in Turkish courts.
Oh. Yeah, he's not letting this go.
So, well, and you know, we're hearing a lot about this here in the United States, but all the countries of the world are tripping on it. So it's not just us, but we also all have a reason to be in business with Saudi Arabia.
And they drove it here this morning.
They have a lot of oil. Mm. And so it's a thing. The embargoes of the 70s were a real problem for the United States as people were, the lines were hours long just to get gas. To the point where we had to do odd even days.
Yeah, remember that? Depending on what your license plate number
had, you couldn't get gas certain days.
I think we just sold them some huge arms thing too. Isn't there $110 million sitting on the table that they? Yeah, somebody's making some noise about that.
To blame such an incident on a handful of security and intelligence members would not satisfy us or the international community. So they are pushing for more than a, it wasn't us, it was these guys, we didn't know. It's going to be, oh, and then the latest update is they've now found the reporter's body parts. Body parts belonging to slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi have been found, they say. The 59-year-old Washington Post columnist had been buried there. I'm trying to edit that. It's graphic.
There was a bone saw.
Yeah.
Where did they find it?
One source told the news outlet that the remains were found in the garden of the Saudi consul general's home.
They dug holes at the guy's house.
My God.
And put him in there.
No, that's insane.
At his house.
Does he live at the consulate?
No, they don't live at the consulate. They normally live away and they drive to work, but
I always thought the consulate, though, that makes it weird, doesn't it? Isn't that considered Saudi land?
Yes. But where the dude lives might be different.
I understand, but what I'm saying though is that's why they would have done the murder where they did, because it's not considered Turkey, it's considered Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Right?
I don't know exactly what the rules are.
I mean, isn't
that
the consulate? Isn't that if you're
it's
in another country,
it's supposed to be you're safe there if
you
you're
go to
right.
the American
citizen
consulate
that.
Because that's America supposedly.
Right. For all intents
I'm not
and purposes.
Well-traveled. I can't really speak to this from real experience. The missus could. She knows all that stuff.
Yeah, most of us, though, when we travel, you don't have to go to the consulate.
You don't have to, but we're considered public figures, and they like it if you swing by, just so you know. When you guys travel, if you could, it would be great.
I always
get something saying, hey, can you just swing by? And I always go, okay, sure. Oh, I will.
Well, you make a big announcement that you're coming, you know. Most of us just...
What do you mean you always get something? Like, from whom?
Somebody in the State Department or...
At any place you announce you're going to?
Well, like in Korea, they were like, hey, can you just swing by the consulate, say hi to everyone? And I said, sure, I'll do that, you know.
So you went to the American
consulate? I went to the American consulate. I said hi. And, you know, they when you get to the gate, the sweeper comes by to make sure there's no bombs in the car and stuff like that. It's a whole thing.
Wow.
Doesn't sound like a pain in the ass at all.
It's not. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then do you have a name tag you wear the rest of the time you're in South Korea?
No, that's it. They just say, hey, where are you going to be? If you need anything, we're here for you.
Oh, that's nice.
And then they say all the expats are coming to town to watch, or all the expats are coming to the consulate to watch, you know, Stanford play USC. If you'd like to join us, you're more than welcome.
Oh.
So it's really, yeah, it's a nice community.
That's nice.
And it's in every country, so you might as well take advantage of it.
I had no idea.
I usually feel like travel time is so tight as it is.
I'm not going to be stopping by the consulate right. anytime soon. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going on a Game of Thrones tour. I'm going
to. There just isn't enough vacation to add that, to wedge that in there.
It just sounds so formal.
It is.
And I actually feel like getting upon arrival, they'd be like, yeah, why are you here?
Well, I'm a public figure in the United States. I thought you would want me to come.
But Hooman said
you want us to come.
You're not going to put me on your shoulders and there's no parade? There's nothing?
I don't get to watch a game here or something?
I don't even get a name tag to wear out in the city? All right.
See you later. Nice to know you're here if I need you.
Hooman's really going to get it when I get home.
And also, if there's a problem, it's good if they know that you're there.
Yeah.
They keep an eye on you.
Uh-uh.
Well, couldn't I just send him an email and be like, hey, I'm here?
Sure. Yeah, you absolutely can. That suffices, just so you know.
All right, great.
Wow.
Good to know.
I don't know if you've had a look at this. This is another international story. Rare that we do two in a row, but it's a big one. China has opened the world's longest sea crossing bridge. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you looked at it at all?
I haven't. I was reading the story. This is Hong Kong to the mainland or something? Or what?
So
exactly
this
is
thing
it?
Has taken forever to build. It's opening 2 years later than they'd expected. But there's a point, because it's so long and it does join, it goes across a long waterway. They actually had to build two islands, man-made islands, so that the bridge could go underwater between them so boats could go through.
The bridge goes underwater?
It goes underwater.
So it's a tunnel between the two.
Tunnels between
the
two man-made cities. 18 people died making this thing.
That we know of.
That we know of, right. So it's worth a look today if you get a chance.
How long is it exactly?
I don't have all the details. Hold on, let me see if I have that. 34 mile long.
Oh my God.
So this used to be a ferry crossing, like people would have to, you know, if you'd have to get on a boat and it would take hours to get there.
And one of the things they're saying too is that this is not just going to be open to the public. This will be, there'll be sort of, I don't know if you'd consider it a bus or some type of transit system that will bring people back and forth through. You'll have to have a pass to get on this bridge. You can't just be like, meh, meh. Open the gate, Sam. Yeah, like you can't. They're not going to let people just, you know, flood this thing.
Do you want me to show you something real quick?
Yeah, bring it over.
Yeah, pull it up and show it to her because it's really...
Is it a super highway? Like, are we talking six lanes? Or are we talking one lane each direction? Or
I don't know.
I didn't see it. No, it's not a super highway.
Three lanes each way.
So this is the area before it goes underwater.
Wow, look at that.
So you go to this thing right here.
And then boom, under you go. Holy crap. You can't even see the other end. So you're in it. That's so scary. I actually hate tunnels.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, so here it comes. You're going underwater here in a second.
I can't wait. My goodness. Is this a...
Oh, that's fantastic. So take a look at this if you get a chance. Otherwise, maybe you don't even care, but it's the world's longest sea crossing bridge.
/ tunnel.
Linking Hong Kong to the mainland China.
Look at how... I mean, you cannot see the end of it.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's 34 miles. That's the distance from here... To Palo Alto?
To halfway to your house.
That's my guess.
Well, from here to my house, it's, let's say, 28 miles.
Okay. So almost that.
Yeah.
On a bridge.
And in a tunnel.
Right.
They're saying that as drivers cross the bridge, their heart rate and blood pressure will be monitored. The information will be sent to the bridge's control center. Hong Kong media have also reported there will be cameras monitoring drivers as they cross the bridge. If a driver yawns more than 3 times in 20 seconds, the yawn cam will raise an alert.
There's a possibility there could be a lot of trouble if the bottlenecking thing is a real problem.
Yeah, I mean, you're almost off the bridge and you crash and block all the lanes. We got a 34-mile backup.
Right.
Oh. Imagine that.
On a bridge.
Yeah.
The steel they use, they say, because there's weather that comes through there. It's the ocean. So they've got, it's earthquake. Supposedly it's earthquake resistant.
Mm. It looks like
I'll
it's.
I'll knock with you.
I'd like
Yikes.
To hear the word proof.
Looks like it's 3 lanes each way.
Okay.
Does that seem enough?
I don't know. I never think it's enough.
I mean, the convenience for some people, it's probably going to be amazing.
Right.
So,
get where you need to go in a half an hour as opposed to, some 3-hour ferry crossing.
Right. So best case scenario, it's all good.
Well, that's great. What people can do, I'm always amazed.
34 miles.
Isn't it neat how the young people coming up have a different viewpoint than ours and, they're like, rap, it's great. Just kidding. I actually really like hip hop, but some of the stuff that's out there right now, I don't know what happened. Hip hop was the coolest, and then it just didn't, and then it isn't.
No,
I don't know what happened. Anyway, that's just one example.
Yes.
According to a new survey, a quarter of people between the ages of 18 and 24 would support a change to marriage.
What would they like to change it to?
Making it a temporary contract between two people.
Oh, that's interesting.
So after 5 or 10 years, you'd have the option to renew your marriage or upgrade to a new partner if you'd like.
Oh, I'm going to go get the next model.
That's funny.
Anybody?
Well, you've doomed the marriage. I mean, haven't you?
Or it works out and you renew.
Think about it like this,
okay?
Think about how much
this
easier.
Is when you say, what does your hat say?
Game over.
Right. So the person that finds themselves in a marriage and says, "Well, I'm done. I'm out. I don't have to give sex anymore cuz who's going to make me? I don't have to stay in shape anymore cuz who's gonna..." That person has to keep up their end of the bargain because they're going to get turned out at the end of the So not everybody's like that. Plenty of people are like, yeah, I love my person. I want them to be happy. I want them to make me happy. We're working our best here. But not everybody. Some people get in and go, peace, I'll be on the couch.
I have a question.
Well, hold on, because I want to say something about this. Like, I actually think that maybe these would be, if they're contracts, they would have some kind of end negotiation as well. Like, if there's a child, then this. If there's,
yeah, right.
I mean, it makes it so that you could dissolve the marriage without having to pay for a divorce. Like, you'd have already arrived at all of the settlement.
What do you think?
Ahead of time.
Well, there's another problem that she has a mission, which is the person that's in the marriage after 3 years is miserable. Are they really going to stick it out for another 2 years until the contract expires?
Well, maybe not. And that's something. So then there's the divorce, I guess. But I'm just saying, I think that, you know, for the person that, look, we do the secret show. It's a podcast. You can write us your notes, whatever. We get them and we read them and we just are, we see plenty of stories where the person is like
miserable.
Out. Yep. That person has checked out of that marriage and has left the other person sitting there by themselves.
Basically.
So just to make this clear, if you do this, you're going to have like a 200-page contract to go through.
Yeah.
You already?
Well, I don't know. Do you? I've never.
No, it's really easy to get married.
Well, right. But try to get a divorce and you'll find out that contract is, there's a lot there,
like,
that you
agreed to.
Just
doing the divorce work before you
get married. You're doing the divorce work.
I'm sure there'll be standardized contracts if this is something that ever happens.
And it's not. The kids will never get that. But it's fun to talk about. Yeah. In the best case scenario, the two people who partner up really care about each other, want each other to be happy, and try their hardest to make each other happy. That's what you'd like. Wow, that's what you'd like to think is going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess. I mean.
408 says, so no one understands an oath or promise anymore. What's the point of getting married then? What a joke.
That's right.
510 says, or let's go with 925, says a temporary relationship contract is called dating.
I didn't think anyone was going to buy it, but I think it's fun. The kids are like, you know, looking at marriage and saying, that seems like a bad deal.
That seems like it goes wrong a lot.
I don't like it. Oh, this one's good. Okay. I like this.
What is it?
This is important, everyone.
Uh-oh.
Listen up. A study at the University of Oregon found that opening your shades in the morning and letting some sunlight in can kill half of the bacteria trapped in household dust. Mm. I believe this. I believe that you should open your, and windows too.
Yeah.
Fling your windows open, get your blinds up.
Open the room up. It gets stinky in a room.
Let the house breathe every day.
Yeah.
I do that some days because, I get it. She's got a little newborn, but I get home and I'm like, get this house opened up. Like a cave in here.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta let that house breathe, and they're saying it's actually killing bacteria just letting the blinds open.
Right. Mm-hmm. The light, that there's certain bacteria that only can live in the dark.
A lot of the bacteria it kills is linked to certain respiratory diseases as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it might even be more important to open your blinds during flu season.
Oh, interesting. I know, it is interesting how you, like for me, a lot of times our bedroom stays closed up because I get up, I leave the bedroom, John gets up, he leaves, you know, and then why would I open up the windows in here? I'm leaving. Mm.
Oh, I don't do it, but I do it when I get home. I open up the whole upstairs every day.
Yeah.
I open everything up too.
I think like my kid will be, I want her to grow up in a house that has fresh air in it, not like.
Light.
Yes, light is so great.
Mm.
The added bonus of the extra sunlight also can give you a boost of vitamin D and help you avoid seasonal affective disorder.
Get some light in there.
The blues.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. You know, the blues. That feeling. The World Series starts tonight, everyone.
Yeah.
Game one, Boston versus LA.
You going to watch, Sarah?
I doubt it.
Oh.
I don't really sit and watch games.
But you're from Boston.
Yeah, but it probably starts late. And
they need you.
Do they?
They do.
I feel like they've been okay without me for the last 25 years.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Let's see. A-Rod is worth $480 million. He can afford a measly $100K a month. Oh, my God. Okay, that's a reason he should have to spend that money.
Yeah, he should just cut her a check and walk away.
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But I guess, you know, your accountant will always tell you keep the money in your account as long
keep
as possible.
Keep it rolling.
Just, you know, you get the interest.
Kids get older. They need stuff.
Yeah.
More stuff and more stuff.
Right. You cut her a lump sum and she'll be back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
I don't know what happened. I went through that money.
I'm sure that there's a number of reasons, some morbid, as a matter of fact, about why you don't just hand the money over. Like, what if she doesn't live?
Right.
Dingbat. Because I would also be like, let's just cut ties.
I don't want to have to write you a check every month.
It hurts my feelings. That's so sad. We were such good friends. We loved each other. At one point, we were awesome.
We made these two beautiful children.
We used to look at each other and not be able to keep our hands off each other. And now look at us.
Oh.
Ah.
So sad. Love. Kill you.
Or make you kill.
925 says, she doesn't pay taxes. The money was already taxed from A-Rod. Oh, because the government never double taxes anybody.
Never. They don't tax you when you earn it, when you save it, when you spend it, when you give it away. Yeah, the government, known for not taxing. It's considered income to her. If anything, she's like an employee of his.
I loved the time I was, this capital gains tax was being explained to me. I'm like, wait a minute. You're telling me I did well in a purchase and I'm getting... So you want me to sell?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's weird. That's our government.
Yep. Tax it.
They got a lot to do.
Yes. It seems like most of it's just, you know, taking my money away.
Oh, man. I read a story. This is a real quick one. $300,000 in coffee mugs for the Air Force. Did you see that story?
$300,000. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure we could all round up an unused coffee mug or two at our house and make a big
donation.
Oh, they're
special, though. And guess what? They also break really easy and have to be replaced all the time. I'm reading it just going...
How many? Are we $300,000?
I'll look up the story and I'll do it for you. I didn't mean to...
Oh, my God.
But talk about government waste. It's one of those where you look at it and go...
Those things don't have anti-gravity. They're just not worth it. All right, coming up in the trash. Let me see. Let me grab it right here. Oh, it's Halloween. So I have a list of... Oh, you know what? I have in one of those horror movie lists, and this is from the last 20 years, it's in the best 20.
All right.
Again, The Ring is not on this.
Aha! Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous. So that's like the scariest movie ever, and they don't have it on here. It's so stupid. So I'll tell you what stupid things they came up with.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.